a type 2 diabetic traveling soon? Are you flying and you really just don't know how to manage the airport and the plane and all the things that go into traveling? Well, stick around, because in this episode, we are going to talk about how to succeed when you are traveling and flying with type 2 diabetes. Hello and welcome to the podcast. My name is Wendy Koop, and this is the Unconventional Diabetic Podcast. And as you may have guessed, I am a type 2 diabetic. In this episode, as I said, we're going over what to pack to keep your blood sugar stable while you fly. So I recently flew from Florida, where I live, out to LA for a podcasting conference, and I had to pack a number of supplies with me. And thankfully, this time, I was able to remember everything that I needed to pack, plus pick up extra provisions while I was traveling and while I was in LA. So here's the thing. You need to pack supplies, and you need to do this for a number of reasons. The first is you need to be prepared in case of low blood sugar or hypoglycemia. Hypoglycemia literally is low blood sugar, and that can lead to a diabetic coma if left untreated. If you go too low, you could delete yourself. And nobody wants that. So you might also miss a meal. You might also be traveling overnight. All of these things may make it more difficult for you to keep your blood sugar levels steady. So for that reason, you will want to pack your supplies. You also need to pack your supplies to make sure you take your medication on time. And in case your luggage gets lost, we don't want to believe that will happen, but it is a possibility. So we're going to talk about ways to mitigate that potential outcome. Also, if you're traveling alone, be sure to have medical jewelry on you just in case. If you're watching the YouTube version, you can see my Medic Alert bracelet. And then but you can get necklaces, you can get anklets. There's a lot of options. You can even get things that go on the band of your Apple Watch. So there's tons of nice options. You don't have to be stuck with ugly jewelry. And then the last reason you need to pack supplies is that if you're traveling with others, they need to be able to access something to help you in case of an emergency. So those are your reasons. What even do you need in your carry-on bag? And yes, I said carry-on bag because it is essential that you keep these supplies on you. And I'll talk about what to do if you have a lot of supplies later, but keep these in your carry-on bag. Again, just in case luggage gets lost, and B, in case of an emergency, or just to keep you from having an emergency. So the first thing you want to keep in your carry-on bag are medications of various sorts. So that could be insulin pens, non-insulin pens, pills. If you take certain pills for diabetes, or maybe you take pills for other health conditions, over-the-counter medications, especially pain relievers, vitamins, supplements, anything that you normally take, have a couple of days worth in your carry-on bag just in case. The rest you can probably pack in your checked bags if you're checking a bag, but at least make sure you have your medication to get you through the travel period and another day in case your luggage gets lost. The second thing you want to pack are snacks. You want to make sure that you have snacks just in case you miss a meal, or in case your blood sugar goes low, but basically just to help keep your levels steady. And in case you go low, you'll want to have fast-acting glucose tablets. I don't have any up on my desk right now, but you can buy them in a little tube, in which case there's usually like 10 of them in a tube, which is an odd thing because you need to take 4 of them typically. So I don't know why they wouldn't just pack them in multiples of 4, but whatever. Anyway, glucose tablets in that little carry tube, or you can just take a whole bottle of glucose tablets, and you can find those at CVS, Walgreens, most pharmacies will sell them over the counter. If you're in Target or Walmart, stores like that, you should be able to find those glucose tablets. And if you can't, you can order them from Amazon or just ask the pharmacy. Just ask the people at the pharmacy where in the store you could find glucose tablets, just in case they're keeping it behind the pharmacy counter. They usually don't, but just in case. You'll also want to travel with a portable sharps container. And they don't have to be very big, but just enough so that you can put in your discarded needles from both your pen and your glucometer, or any syringes that you might be using while you're traveling. Because you cannot take for granted that where you are going has a sharps container. So always just make sure you pack a portable sharps container. If you do not have one that's specific for sharps, then empty out a plastic water bottle, like a 16.9 ounce water bottle, and just put your sharps in there for the time being. But they do make travel sharps containers that you can buy on Amazon. Also, make sure that you are taking a portable glucometer or a blood glucose meter. You will want to do that because even if you're wearing a continuous glucose monitor on your arm, you may need an instant reading. And a lot of times CGMs take about 15 minutes for the reading to catch up with what you actually did or ingested. So if you are worried about low blood sugar or even worried about high blood sugar, and you need to know what your blood sugar is at that moment, use the finger prick, finger stick test with your glucometer and you will have your instant results. Compression socks, if they are recommended by your doctor. And this is especially true on long flights, traveling cross country, traveling internationally, where you may be seated for long periods of time, you want to be sure to have your blood circulating through your legs to avoid something called deep vein thrombosis. I'm not a doctor, so this is not a diagnosis and this is not a recommendation to get compression socks. But before you travel, talk to your doctor about about the possibility of using compression socks and things that you can do to mitigate any potential blood clots in your legs. Pro tip, if you need to carry on supplies in a separate bag or cooler, then check with the TSA or your airline regulations because you may be able to carry on a third bag as your medical bag if all you have in the bag is or are medical supplies. So if you have lots of insulin or non-insulin injectables or other things that you need from a medical standpoint, you can pack those. Most airlines will let you put that in a separate bag and then take that bag on additionally as a carry-on at no extra charge. Because typically you get one personal item and one carry-on piece of luggage. But if you need the medical bag, that is typically allowed at no extra charge. Check with your airline and check with the TSA to make sure that indeed applies to your situation. Now, if you've been getting value out of this video so far and you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that like button and check out the link in the description to my storefront on Amazon where you can find links to all the supplies that I recommend in this video. Number 3, resources at the airport. So you can go to newsstands like CNBC, Hudson, or whatever it's called on the West Coast. There's lots of them, but you know what I'm talking about because they are the ones that sell the magazines and the snacks and the sodas and so on and so forth. So you can go there and get snacks. You can get water. You can get soda if you need it, or juice, iced coffee, and over-the-counter medications. Now, you typically will not be able to find glucose tablets, But if you need something with sugar, you should be able to find that in these little newsstand stores. So even if you can't find glucose tablets, be sure to check out the options they do have if you need to bolster your supply kit. Next up in the airport is restaurants. This is a good time to actually eat a meal. And it, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I am certified as a health coach and a personal trainer, and I study nutrition. So what I'm telling you is both from personal experience and from my professional studies. This meal of yours should contain a protein, a serving of complex carbohydrates. That's the carbohydrates that act slower and don't get as quickly absorbed in your bloodstream. And then you also want fat. Yes, we do not avoid fat around here. We have our fat because the fat helps keep you full. Protein helps keep you full. Complex carbohydrates, because they typically have fiber, also help keep you full. So regardless of whether you eat every 2 hours, every 3 hours, hopefully not more than that, you want to have that feeling of being full and having a nutritious meal at the same time to the best of your ability, because it is the airport. And this is also why you bring your own provisions, so that in case you don't find anything that's up to your standards, you have something to bring with you. Again, check TSA regulations on what food is allowed through the carry-on checkpoint. Also, when you're in the restaurant, avoid deep fried, breaded, and crusted foods. Those are typically high in processed fat, and generally they could lead to uneasy feelings, especially if you're taking a GLP-1 medication such as Ozempic or Mounjaro. And avoid drinking alcohol due to potential hypoglycemic or low blood sugar concerns and other long-term diabetic complications. Also at the airport, finally, we have vending machines. Yes, there are plenty of vending machines, and there are vending machines for everything, including electronics. But in this case, we're looking at vending machines that dispense over-the-counter medications, snacks, water, and soda if you need. Finally, you're on the airplane. You have made it. But there are still a couple of resources on the aircraft that will help you keep your blood sugar in check. So you've got your bag, you've got your medical supplies, and the airplane typically will have some sort of beverage or snack service. So if your blood sugar is low or approaching low, you can ask the flight attendant or wait till they come around and ask you for soda or juice. You can always get water. One time I was flying back, and the plane had been delayed, and I don't know where I was flying back from, but the plane was delayed, and I didn't have the meal when I was supposed to, and I didn't have snacks like I was supposed to. And so I had to learn the hard way that yes, you can indeed ask the flight attendant for soda before the plane takes off, because you were having a diabetic emergency. So just explain to the flight attendant that your blood sugar is low, that you have diabetes, and that you need something with sugar, and they should be able to help you. And then finally, airline snacks, depending on what cabin class you're sitting in, will depend on how many snacks you have access to and how often they bring around the snacks, or if you get a meal, depending on if you're on a long enough flight. So again, this is a solid reason for bringing your own snacks just in case, so that you know what is in the snacks that you bring. But if you choose to consume the airline snacks and you need carbohydrates, there's typically a pretzel option or some kind of chip that's available. It's very salty. So if you also have high blood pressure, be careful of that. And then sometimes they also have nuts available as a source of protein / fat, because yes, they are both. And those nuts are typically salty as well. So be mindful of the sodium intake when you consume any snack that's prepackaged. And then one last pro tip for you with regards to the airplane is, now I am not a lawyer, so double check everything that I'm saying. but you might consider pre-boarding. So depending on how your diabetes or other health conditions has progressed, you, by virtue of having diabetes, could be covered under the Americans with Disabilities Act or the ADA. And as someone being covered by the ADA, you should be entitled to pre-boarding. Check with your airline for their pre-boarding rules or guidelines before you just decide that you're going to just pre-board or whatever. Typically, they only use verbiage that suggests that if you need extra time, you could pre-board, but they really shouldn't be asking you about any specific medical details. Just, it should be suffice to say that you need to pre-board. So check with the gate agent, check with, if you're checking in at the airline counter when you get to the airport, just inquire about pre-boarding or call the airline or chat with them to figure out the pre-boarding guidelines, because it may vary by airport. It shouldn't, but it may vary by airline. And hey, if you're wondering exactly which snacks to take for traveling, check out the next episode on the best snacks for traveling with diabetes. All right. So my name is Wendy Koop, and this is the Unconventional Diabetic Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and tap the bell for notifications so you know every time a new episode drops. If you're listening to the audio, make sure you tap that follow button in your podcast player, and I will see you next time.